please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAIA basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Thursday, and tomorrow we're playing basketball again. As this show comes out, I'm already in Iowa. In fact, I'm probably right now getting ready to go up to Morningside. I'm going to go there and hopefully talk to Trent Miller, walk through. I've never been to a GPAC school. Of course, I'm heading up to Northwestern later this afternoon. I couldn't drive through Sioux City without stopping at Morningside, and hopefully I can catch either Coach Briggs or Nick Berkey or, you know, whatever coaches are there. So look for that. If you don't see him come up on the YouTube or Twitter, I probably didn't catch him, but I'll definitely get Coach Miller. So today we have a real treat. Kim Elders, he's the head men's basketball coach, Cornerstone University, 31 years, 774 wins. That's all I got to say. This is probably without a doubt the hottest team in the country. They haven't lost a game since Christmas, and they've just been mowing people down. They're heading out to one of the toughest pods in the country, out to Caldwell. College of Idaho is playing Jessup. I know Jessup is a 16 seed, but it's Jessup. And Cornerstone is going to play Carroll out of the Frontier, and everybody knows the history with Carroll. So it's a tough pod. They're excited about heading out there, and he was gracious enough to give us a few minutes just literally before they get on the airplane. Let's listen to Kim Elders, head men's basketball coach at Cornerstone University. Cascade Hoopstock, Billy D. Hey, I got Kim Elders on the phone. He's the head men's basketball coach at Cornerstone University. You know, Coach Elders, first thing I got to ask you about, what a career there at Cornerstone. I think 31 years, I think you just bypassed 774 wins. Just talk about your time there at Cornerstone and what that's meant to you.
Well, it's been an awesome ride. You know, I just want to give God the glory. He's blessed our program with great players. I mean, I've had amazing players, you know, National Player of the Year, Kyle Senga, you know, National Player of the Year runner-up, couple of them, and just all Americans. And we have a great facility, and our administration has been behind me all these years. So I've got a lot of people to thank, but most of all, I just thank God for the success he's allowed us to have.
Talk about what it means to your program and to your fans. You know, the program was down a couple of years. You know, programs all go through those ebbs and flows. And this year, and we're going to talk about this in more detail, but you really caught fire after Christmas, and now you're going to the round of 64, one of the hottest teams in the country. What's it mean to the program and to the fans to get back to that level?
It means a lot. I mean, that's kind of been, you know, where we've been at for many, many years, yep. And then we had that little drop off. But I know there's a buzz around campus and in our community, and people are excited, and alumni are, former players are calling and texting, and there's just an excitement that we've not had for, you know, a few years now, and it's great. I almost forgot what it was like, but it's awesome. And this team, you know, we could have packed it up. We were 5-6 at one point, and just got trounced by some different teams. One including Grace College, who just thumped us by 30 points, and then Indiana Tech and Madonna. We are down 30 at halftime in three games this year. And then, you know, I just thank the guys for, and I'm proud of them for not packing it in. And they drew the line and said, enough is enough. And they just started getting locked in, and it's just, we've been on a roll ever since. So I thank the guys for just hanging in there and fighting and getting this thing turned around in the right direction.
Was there anything specific after Christmas you can put your finger on? You've only lost one game since Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, there was that stretch before, you know, when we were in that losing stretch, mm-hmm. where we were giving up close to 88 points a game we just couldn't defend. And I think everything changed when we just started talking about defense more and defending. I think that's been one of our staples over the years is our defense, yeah. But we were not defending. People were scoring on us, and we had to score 90 points to beat, you know, these teams. And we just, at that point in time, we weren't scoring points either. I mean, good defense leads to good offense, and good offense leads to good defense. But I think it was the defense. We just started, guys started buying in, and we started defending, and I think that changed things around for us.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because as I break your team down statistically, you know, one thing I noticed is, well, a couple things, you defend really well. I think teams are only shooting, what, 41% against you, but you share the ball. You as a team, Cornerstone has a 2-to-1 assist to turnover as a team. You have 20 assists a game. Talk about the mentality that makes that happen.
Well, you know, we love our guys because they're willing to share the ball, and we just say, you know, share the ball, break the defense down, create great shots for each other. And again, this is something they've bought into, and we talk about not letting the ball stick, and different guys are touching the ball throughout each possession. And I think that's what makes us hard to defend for other teams is the fact that we, you know, the ball doesn't stick and we keep it moving and guys are willing to share it.
You know, you got a couple of guys who are really filling it up for you. Corey Ainsworth, he's in his fifth year. He's had a great career there. Just talk about him so far this year.
He's had an amazing year. I mean, he's had an amazing career, and he's really locked in. I mean, this is, you know, when you're down to your last few games, your last season, your last few games, you get locked in and you have, you know, a focus, a laser focus that, you know, you don't necessarily have when you've got another year to play or 2 years to play. So he's coming down to the end here and he's locked in, and he's just been amazing. He's a beast on both ends of the court. You know, our offense does go through him, and, you know, he's the guy at the backside of our defense, you know, holding things down and blocking shots. And so he's just been incredible on both ends of the court, and having an amazing year.
And then Luke Rowlinson as well. He's averaging almost 17 points a game. He's really been tough for you. He's a junior.
Yeah, and Luke's, you know, one of the best players in the conference, all-conference player, one of the best shooters in our conference. And, you know, he stretches the defense out, and he's got great range. And, you know, when you got guys that – when you can surround Corey Ainsworth with guys that can shoot, it makes his job a little bit easier. And then, you know, our shooters are able to get open as well, because if, you know, if they double Corey, then the shooters are open. If they don't, then Corey's, you know, able to go, you know, one-on-one in the post. So it's a good combination when you got guys like Luke Rowlinson on the perimeter that can knock down threes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Coach, I have a question for you. You know, another thing you do well is you rebound the ball. You're out rebounding teams by about 10 a game. And people would probably look at that and go, well, they got the 6'9 guy in the middle. And he does vacuum up about 7 a game. But if you look at your roster, everybody on the roster has 3 rebounds or more. They go all the way down it per game. Everybody rebounds. Talk about your rebounding philosophy.
Well, I mean, you remember Sam Vanderslice.
Yeah, everybody remembers Sam.
We had Sam. Yep, Sam, you know, set the school record and got, you know, 17 a game. And, you know, after that, we did not rebound well, because we were all, you know, when he graduated, everyone was expecting Sam to rebound the ball, and no one was doing that. But now we do it by committee, and, you know, Corey gets his share. But, you know, the guys have bought into the fact that, you know, we need to rebound as a team. And so, you know, we've got, you know, Toby Wolcock rebounding the ball, Luke Rowlinson rebounding the ball, Jack Joltzma, you know, our point guard, Eli Steffen. They're all committed to rebounding the ball. And, you know, 3 adds up. If you got 3 here, 3 there, and, you know, 3 from another player, it adds up. So our guys have really bought into the fact that rebounding is critical. You know, we talk about great defense, but great defense is only great if you, you know, you finish possessions, and then, you know, we can get our running game going.
Coach, as we speak, you're packing up. You're getting ready to head out to Caldwell, Idaho. You're in that pod with you're going to play Carroll in the first round, and if you get past that, you're going to play the winner of the College Idaho Antelope Valley, or no, Jessup is who College of Idaho faces. Tough pod. You're heading out there. Talk about what you see. I know you're probably focused on Carroll right now.
We're focused on Carroll right now, and, you know, we've done, you know, quite a bit of research already on them and watched film, and they're a really solid team. They played a tough schedule. They've got you know, the player of the year, Cook, from their conference, who's a very difficult player to guard, can score in a lot of different ways. They got, you know, a very good point guard in Moore, and, you know, off guard in Lang, and some other pieces that, you know, make them a good team. So yeah, they're a solid team, and we're going to have to play our best, and but we're looking forward to it, and we know that, you know, we're playing pretty good basketball ourselves.
Well, as you pack up the bags here, what's the mood of the team? How's the health of the team?
Health is good. You know, we've been banged up a little bit, but nothing major. You know, guys, you know, bumps and bruises and ankle here and ankle there, but at this point in time, we're healthy. The mood is excitement. The guys are excited.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, we really did not expect to go out to Caldwell, Idaho. I was thinking maybe we'd end up in, you know, Kentucky, but that was a shocker. But, you know, I think our guys are excited about hopping on a plane and going out to Idaho. And I don't know if any of them been there. The last time we were there was '99, and that was a pretty good season for us. So Idaho brings back great memories for me.
Well, you'll enjoy your time at Caldwell basketball wise. They get great fans there. It's a loud atmosphere, a lot of energy.
Sure. We're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, we wish you a lot of luck as you move forward. I know you're really busy this time of year. Thanks so much for giving me just a few minutes.
You bet, Bill. Looking forward to it.
Okay, Coach, go to Caldwell and win, and then I'll see you in Kansas City. How's that?
I love that. Sounds like a plan. Thanks
Oh,
so much.
thank you very much. That's Kim Elders. He's the head men's basketball coach, Cornerstone University. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, thank you so much to Coach Elders and to Cornerstone University and to Kyle Stienga, who set that all up for us. I really appreciate it. You know, one little tidbit. Here's a bit of trivia for you. 5 years ago, 500 and something podcasts ago, Kim Elders was the very first interview I did. Kind of enjoyable from that standpoint. Anyway, he's had a great career, and it's a real honor to talk to him. Well, I hope you're making your plans because basketball starts up again tomorrow. Get out and watch this basketball. I don't know if you've heard this, but it is the NAI basketball is the best entertainment
Thank you
value
very
in
much for
America.
supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.